Blog Talk Radio. All right. Welcome to the Faith Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith, the Faith himself. He's always running late, but that's okay because God is good anyway. I just want to thank God for another day. Thank God for his grace and mercy. On this day, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today, I woke up to something that was just unreal, but that's just how the world is in this time and age. But before I get to that, I just want to go into prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for just your brand new grace and mercy. God, we thank you for allowing us to wake up in our right mind this morning. God, we want to say thank you, God, for just another day. We thank you for a chance to get it right, God. We thank you for your perfect will. Almighty Father in heaven, we just want to say, we ask for forgiveness for anything that we have done wrong that is not of you, God. We thank you, God, for just covering us with the blood of Jesus. God, on this day, we ask that you cover the babies, protect them from the monsters, God, in the world, because there are monsters out here that we have no control over, God. So we're asking that you put your hand in it, God, and protect the babies throughout the day all over the world. We're praying for the elderly in the same manner from the monsters from all over the world, God. Jesus, we're asking that you protect them. We're praying for the sick and the shut in on this morning, God. We're just praying for the people all over the world, God, because you said pray without ceasing. So we are praying for the people all over the world, God. We're asking for healing in the land, God. We are even praying for the president, God, because he needs your prayers too, God. So we're praying for the president of this world. We're just praying, God, because we love you, God. We want to give you all the glory out of everything we do. And God, that we ask that you remove anything that is not of you from among us, God. We thank you, and we thank you to your holy precious name. Amen. And I just want to read the scriptures today from Psalms 100 as it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves." I'm going to say that again. It is he that has made us and not us ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Not some, not a little, but to all generations. Amen. The word of the Lord is already blessed. So we thank God for that word coming out of Psalms 100 today. And I just want to talk a little bit about let your light shine for God. Because if you don't let your light shine, your light will start to flicker And then eventually it will burn out, because God gives us power over everything. Everything, we have the power, but we are denying it because we don't allow God to work in us. We have to sit down. We have to move out the way and let God's perfect will be done over our lives. Now, this morning, I woke up to sirens, police cars, just everywhere on my street. And it's just sad to just wake up to that. You're praying and then all of a sudden something like that just happens, you know. And it's just a sad situation because, you know, somebody got killed down the street. And it was just like, you know, it was something that happened a week ago. And then that caused this to happen this week. So that's two lives that's gone within 2 weeks, you know. And it's just sad that somebody took a life because they was in their flesh and they didn't let God arise and the enemy be scattered. So now family is grieving even more because they had to pull the plug on the one that got shot up the other day. And, you know, I don't mean to be just like talking about this, but it's stuff that's really happening in the world. So we have to just, you know, continue to pray for people because we don't know people's situations. We don't know what somebody is going through. We don't know when somebody is going to wake up and say, I'm going to go out and just kill somebody today. Or, I'm going to kill that person. I'm going to retaliate on that family. And then this family retaliate on that family. And it just goes back and forth. And then, you know, it just turned into just madness, because it was madness from the get-go to just even start thinking like this. Because if you don't have God, if you don't have the love of God, then you have nothing, you know. You're that one sheep that's lost that God is trying to bring back to the 99 that he already have, and he will leave the 99 just to go get the one. So it's not like God don't love you, because God loves unconditionally. God loves everybody. But when you start taking matters into your own hands, then you need Jesus. You need God to help you through, to help you out of the situation that you're going through. You need God. You need to let your light shine for Jesus, because there is nothing that is that bad that you can't give it to God. You can't give something to God, then something is wrong, because God said there's nothing too big or too small that he can't fix. So if God can fix this, he can fix that. He can fix that over there. He can fix everything at the same time. God is everywhere at the same time. He's not over here and don't see this. God see everything at the same time. God knows everything at the same time. God is with us, but we have to let God be with us in order to move forward. If you don't let your light shine for God, then you're lost. You're lost. You know, you're out here in the world, and the enemy already wants to take you away from what God has planned over your life. The enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's the enemy's job. And, you know, God has been our dwelling place in all generations. Okay, not just this generation right here. No, he's been our dwelling place in all generations in the beginning of times. He was in that generation, after that generation, after that generation, after that generation, all the way down to right now, this very second. God has been our dwelling place, and we cannot do God's job for him. That's God Almighty. He don't need no validation. He don't need a co-signer. He don't need a second approval. God is already doing just what he said he would do. God is doing it. And because of God's grace and mercy, there's none like him. There is not one like God, because God is worthy of all the glory and all the honor. There's none like our mighty Father, our Holy Father, our Prince of Peace, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. God is God all by himself. And to God be the glory. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour. So right now what we want to do is take a break, and we'll be right back. So if you tuned in, you tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with Lady Love and Mr. Faith to Faith. We will be right back.
Thank you.
All right. We're back to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour, and I don't know how to get this music to play right, but I am going to get that fixed to where it can play, where you all can hear the music, because I can hear the music like really good, but I don't know, when I tried to listen to one of my shows, I hear the music like real soft, but I'm going to work on that problem. I'm still new at this, so you're probably going to hear my dogs barking outside in the background, and it's just driving me crazy. It's just like, you know, anytime you're doing something for Jesus, the enemy always try to put his hand in it, but it doesn't matter because the enemy has no place here, because as long as I'm serving God, there's a scripture that said, for me and my household, I'll serve God. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to serve God. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. But, you know, I'm just excited to just be able to do this. But I need you all to just hold on for like 1 second, because I got to stop this dog from barking. This dog is really, like, really, you know, making me feel some kind of way right now. So if y'all just give me a second. I got a call on the line. Who do we have on the line? Caller?
Oh, you have Evangelist Weaver.
Amen. Praise God. How you doing today, Evangelist Weaver?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just trying to get started with this show. This is like our third one, and I'm trying to figure out the system, how to upload music and everything. But you know what? I'm going to be okay because God is going to work it out. But why don't you tell the people what's going on? We want to thank you for tuning in, first of all. Praise God for that. And why don't you just tell the people something about yourself, what you're doing, and what's going on. And while you're doing that, I'm going to fix this situation in my household. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, beautiful people out there. My name is Evangelist Irvina Gilbert Weaver. I am an author, a writer, a producer, director, and a motivational speaker. I have done several projects, and what we have coming up is we have a movie premiere coming in Niles, Ohio. That's right next to Youngstown, Ohio. Movie premiere called Devil with a Smile. That will be April the 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Encore Cinema. And we also have a cast dinner. If anybody would like to join us with our cast dinner, it will be at the Holiday Inn in Boardman, Ohio, and that will be April the 22nd. Tickets for that are $15.99 if you would like to. We have a website, toreal4you.org, mm-hmm. that people can go on and purchase tickets. If you would like to purchase a ticket to the movie premiere, that is on toreal4you.org.
Amen.
As
Amen.
Well, tickets are $10.
Mhm. Amen. That's,
yeah, we have a lot of things going on. We have a new Christian TV, that's BGN TV, which I am executive producer over.
Amen.
That will be launching in June. June the 3rd, we will be having a red carpet launching of the Christian TV network, BGN founders Archie Harrison and Yolanda Brown. So we'll be having that coming June the 3rd. And we have a lot of exciting things coming on. So I'm glad to be on your show today. And thank God for the face-to-face hour as well.
Amen. That's awesome. I'm excited about that. Because I know we was trying to work on getting some things going on. But that sounds like that's going to be just awesome to know that you know, you're going to have a television network going on. And you know, a lot of times that's how God bless us, because when you're a blessing to somebody else, that's when you receive your blessings. And you know, I know it's a lot of hard work that you put into it. And people don't understand the hard work that you have to put into something. Because it's, I mean, and a lot of times we like, you know, we reach out to people and we want to get their help. And then people are like this. If it's not about them, they don't really want to put up, you know, they don't want to help. you know, if they feel like, well, hey, if you're not going to help me, then I'm not going to help you. But if God was like that, do you know if God was like that, like a lot of people would be messed up. God was like, well, if you don't want to give me your life, then I'm not going to give you anything in life. You know, that would be just horrible. Yeah. But because God's grace and mercy, he's not that type of God.
That's true.
But I mean, that's a blessing within itself. And, you know, I'm excited about the April the 23rd.
Because I believe you're one of the cast members.
Yeah, I am.
So
amen.
We're very excited about that project.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That is so true what you were saying. It is so sad that we don't reach out to help one another. And I would speak on the Christian part. It's the Christians that always say, let's pray together, let's do this together, let's build the kingdom of God. But when you try to build the things of God so the people of the world could have more to look forward to, there's a separation in the body of Christ here on earth. So that's why it's such a separation in the world as well. We can't get the world to come because we show so much separation and so much jealousy. Everything that God tells us to do in the fruit of the Spirit, the Christian man and the Christian woman is showing that more in the body of Christ. So it's so hard to reach the world because they're looking, when the good people do come to minister, they don't want to receive it because of all the other bad apples off the tree that's coming. So, you know, like the old saying says, you know, the apple don't fall far from the tree, so they're looking at the tree is already rotten, so why should I trust your apple? You know, and it's just so sad. But we gotta do better before we say the world needs to change. We need to change within ourselves first so we can find the solution. The solution is in us. The separation is in us. The killing is in us because the Bible says the word cuts like a 2-inch sword. So we gotta be very careful of what we are doing, because we show more darkness than we do light. So we have to come together first before we allow the world to see and tell the world to get together if we're not going to get together.
Amen. Amen. Yes, that's why the Word of God says in order to enlighten somebody else about their situations or anything, we have to make sure that we take the plank out of our own eye first. We have to sweep under our own rug because, you know, there's no way like you or me or you can go out and try to minister to somebody and say, oh, this is how you need to fix your situation and da-da-da-da-da-da. But then we going through a whole lot of mess ourselves at home. So how can we be in any kind of condition to minister to somebody if we can't even minister to ourselves or pray for ourselves or lay hands on ourselves and ask God to fix the situation? We have to make sure that we are right with God. We have to make sure that we're walking right with God before we can, you know, we have to let God mold us. We have to let God transform us. We have to let God reproduce us. We have to let God just make us whole all over again before we can just, you know, because there's a lot of times that we all go through some hard times in our lives, and a lot of times people want to just give up and say, oh, God, this ain't working for me. I don't trust it. But we have to know that God is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly. And God will work out any situation in your life. God will fix any situation in your life. It may not happen when we want it to happen, but it's always right on time. God is the on-time God, and God will not allow you to go through life to have problems all your life. But you have to go through something in order to be able to help somebody else that may go through the same situation that you went through. And you're able, and you know God does that when he give us, like with you. He gave you situations in life through your writing, through your plays, through your sitcom, through your movie. I mean, through all of that, that is somebody's life. But God has given you the power to reveal it to somebody so they know, like, this is how you deal with a situation when you're going through something like that. like the movie Devils with a Smile. That's somebody's real life situation, and God gave it to you so you can let them see, because maybe they don't know how to talk to somebody about it, or they're scared to come to somebody about it. So through your movie or the play or the sitcom, because it all really started from a play. That's where it originated from, after God gave it to you and you start sitting there, you start writing. It came from the play. Maybe the name might have changed a little bit, but it all originated from angry tears. And God allowed you to be used where somebody may not want to come and talk to you about it, or they didn't know how to talk to somebody, but God allowed you to put it in motion so people can see this is how you can deal with a situation when something like this comes upon you. This is, you know, you can, you may not be able to go, because, you know, like a lot of times we don't trust our pastor. We don't want to talk to nobody about something because we feel like they're going to go out there and they're going to be talking about it. They're going to go tell this person. We don't trust people. And that's good, because God said we're not supposed to trust no one. But somebody is there to help you through the situation. You may not don't know it, but God has somebody for you. And God used you to plant seeds so people can see that, you know, He planted you in my life as a spiritual mom, and I thank God for that, because I needed somebody at the time when I met you, but I just didn't know how to go about it. But God sent you my way, just like He sent my manager my way, you know. So I'm just thankful that God has used you in like a mighty rushing wind. God used you in a mighty way, and that's awesome that you allow God to work with you, because I know that you probably want to give up a lot of time and say, forget this, I'm done, I ain't right no more. But because of God's grace and mercy, He said, no, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm going to allow you to do this because this is what I need you to do. Amen? Hello? Hello?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. Yes, I was steady talking, and I had to, I guess I pushed the wrong button.
Oh, okay.
But that is so true. Mm-hmm. That is so true what you're saying, because, you know, it's sad, baby, but it's so mm-hmm. true.
Yes,
I was more excited in doing the things when I was in the world than I was mm-hmm. with the body of Christ. I'm excited to do it. But the Christian man tears is because of not the lack of the support when you're
right.
you're doing something for God, when He's telling you to do something, it's like when you reach out, it's like the Christian part feels that the only work is in the pulpit. But
mm-hmm.
God say go to the four corners of the earth
give
my gospel. And He didn't say it has to be in a preaching manner. It's
mm-hmm.
in all kinds of manners how God allowed you to go out to the world and express His ministry. And if it's not in the four walls, there's not the support. So plenty of times I feel like giving up. But because of the Spirit of God and the strength of God and the faith I have in God, God
mm-hmm.
brings me back up and say, no, I need you to continue writing, even if it just touched one person. That one means a lot to God. One means a million. You know, so I continue pressing and ask God to give me the blind eyes and the deaf ears so I can continue to do what He called me to do, whether there is help out there or not, as long as God gives me the strength and the breath and the air and everything I need, the strength to do it. I'm going to press on and continue writing, sending it out there, and doing what the Lord tells me to do. And God has the right door that opens up if we just don't give up. Sometimes we feel our time is God's time, and sometimes God's time is not our time. It can
mm-hmm.
be maybe 10 years from now, but it's still a time that God has for us to be, for Him to open up that ultimate door. So I thank God, you know, and everything, and I have to stay prayed up because it'd be
mm-hmm.
so much coming at me as far as people want to pick you up and people want to sign you. And it sounds good when you're broke. It sounds real good when you're broke. I'm telling you, it sounds so good
because
I have so many people wanting to buy the stories that I write. But because I have to say right in the place God tells me to stay until he tells me to come out this place. Because we got to be careful who we giving the baby to, because God allows you to birth something, and it's like your own child. And if you're not just going to give anybody to babysit your child or take care of your child while you're gone. So God tells us to be careful, because every ministry he gives us is your baby. And when it comes to life, you just gave birth, and you got to be careful who is raising it. So it's a lot of things I had to turn down, a lot of things that I'm telling you. I wanted to. Don't get me wrong. My flesh was ready. My flesh was so ready to fight, because I'm so tired and I want to move to another level within the physical form. So God had to tell me, stop looking at the physical form and look at the spiritual realm. So I had to take my eyes off my situation and put my eyes on the situation of God lost people, so I can be able to continue doing his work.
Yeah, yeah. So I know that you have a daughter. Well, I'm not a daughter. You know what? I know TC is my sister. I call her TT. Yeah. But I know she has, like, a lot going on, too. And I was hoping that she would come on the line so she could talk about her Shout Out Loud ministry and how God. You know, I've seen how. Now, I haven't seen, like, from the beginning, but from the time that I've known her to call her my sister, and not just like sister in Christ, but like my sister, that how God has like worked with her and shaped her and molded her into, you know, his will and his iniquities, and how God just like made her all over again. Yeah. I've watched that.
Yeah.
You know, just like she's watched me grow. We've been watching each other growing, and
watch,
you know,
each
that's
other
what
grow.
When you can see how God is
maybe,
changing you.
Yeah, when we one day you will have to have her on your show. Soon as you, maybe one day you can just have her on your show. She's not around me in the midst right now. She has errands take care
of
with her daughter.
Well, maybe I can bring her on a show like one day next week, and we can all just get on the line and just talk. Just, you know, hang out with God.
Oh,
you know,
that's like I call
it hanging out
and
with God.
And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to take our eyes off of whatever going on. Like you said, there was a shooting over there. It's so sad because I'm a native from Youngstown, Ohio, so I know how it can be now resigned in North Carolina, but still in the midst of everything that God has just opened up, I'm in the midst of moving again. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't want to go back to Youngstown. If you're going to take me somewhere in Ohio, that my husband is ready to go to Ohio, then I'm like, not to Youngstown. I understand you want to be around your family, your parents, but not to Youngstown. God, when God brings you out of a place and you take yourself back, you take yourself back, then you cannot complain when things don't go the way God had them. So you got to be obedient to God, and you got to, because we're emotional creatures. We're very emotional creatures. So we react through emotion, and we don't act through the situation that God wants us to. We don't act that way. So we act through emotions, and when things fall down, we want to look back up to God and say, well, God already told us, no, I moved you from that situation, and it was a purpose, and it was a plan why I did it. But when you go back into the vomit, that's just like in the Word of God, you go back in that vomit and tangle when God then already removed you from that vomit. Then, hey, you know, I said, God removed me from the valley of dry bones. That's what I always use. Delivered me from the valley of, I go back to do my ministry there because God still sends me to minister, but he does not send me to live.
And that's what the Word of God says. He said, if he clean your house out, and you invite it back in, it's going to come, he's going to bring seven more with him. That's seven more.
There you go.
You know what I mean? That's seven more besides what's there, and that is crazy, because that extra seven is going to be worse than ever. And once that happens, it's hard to come from that when you, you know, as long as we all fall short of God's glory. But the key thing is get up and don't let that hold you down. Just because you fall, you know what I'm saying? Because the devil tried to make God bow down to him, but God said, get away from me. You know, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, because he don't bow down to you. You bow down to me because I am that I am. And I am
that's
the beginning and the end. I am Alpha and Omega. How dare you? You know?
Yeah.
And I just thank God because I'm getting away from this city too. It's just too much going on.
Yes, it is.
And,
you know, I
know that there is trouble everywhere.
Yes, it is.
But
yes, it
is. A small city. More happens.
Yes, yes.
And that's just sad.
It,
you know, it's just every.
Yes,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It is. And like you said, it ain't that. You get ready to relocate because God is moving you. Because of the expansion that God is doing in your ministry, He's not telling you to forsake the people. He's saying, I need to move you. Sometimes God removes us to get us our minds off the situation because sometimes when we're so caught up in the mind, and like you said, we're emotional creatures. And when our mind is set on, it kind of affects the ministry that God has us because we're so focused on this and we're not focused on God. So sometimes He moves you, but not that He's not going to use you to come back and minister, but He moves you so He can groom you and do what He needs to do and take you to the next level. So when you come back, you're going to come back more mighty to minister to what the situation that God removed you from. So, and it, like you said, it's trouble everywhere. No matter where you go, it's trouble here. The same thing is going on in Youngstown. It's going on in High Point, North Carolina. People, the lady just got shot. Kids just got shot. People just got shot. And that's right around the corner from me, High Point. But like God said, because I don't know these people as much, I don't live around them. I really don't know. It affects me, but it all affects me where the ability, like, you know, if I was in Youngstown, oh, God, that was one of my friends.
Right, kids, and it
really affected me, you know, or my neighbor or somebody down the street. It don't affect me as much, but I do know how to pray more. I know how to pray for the situation instead of getting involved so much.
Amen. And that's where, you know, that's where I was. I didn't even know I was going to wake up to nothing like that because nobody know they're going to wake up to anything like that. But the only thing that I could do was just go down there and pray for the people while they were standing outside, praying for the baby, you know, because all I mean, I just felt so bad. Like, I mean, they were my neighbors, but I didn't know them like a personal relationship. But I have spoken with them, you know, from time to time. But no matter what in life, anytime a person lose somebody over something so senseless, it's crazy. Just like over there in London, you know, and that's crazy. And the situation in New York City, that's crazy. Like, who wants to just, you know, those people are really sick in their mind and they need prayer. A lot of people, oh, man, they better, you know, we cannot condemn them people. We can only just pray for those people because God said we have to pray for everybody. We got to pray for everybody because we can't, listen, how can we love God and not love our brothers? Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper? Yes, we are. We don't have to know a person to pray for somebody because God wants us to be able to pray for people and be able to forgive people because I'm telling you, Mom, I'm sorry. But, you know, if we cannot forgive one another, how in the world do we expect for God to forgive us? And, you know, I know that, you know, this is just like just stuff that happens in the world, but it's really sad when it's somebody that you know. That's when it really, you know, activates. Like, oh, my God. But, you know,
that's
my whole street was just full of cars today. It was full of cars. And, you know, they just now really starting to fade away.
That was a distraction, but thank God you continue doing what God told you to do. Because that was a distraction to the enemy. He's doing his work. We can't. People got to understand. Like the word tells us, God kicked him out of heaven. He told us in a warning that the enemy was going to go through and from the earth to see who he can destroy, kill, seek, kill, and destroy. And he's doing that. And then God came with the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, and he said that it would be upon my men, my sons and my daughters. So when, as the enemy working, God is working even more. So with the Spirit of God, if we start doing what we need to do and allow that Spirit to, the Holy Spirit to overwhelm the evilness in the world, we probably could see a change. Because the Word of God said, if my people, that my people die for lack of knowledge, and if they
if
they just humble themselves and hear from me, then He will start healing the land. He's talking to the Christians. He's not talking to the world. He's talking to the people with the Holy Spirit, the ones that say, Jesus, Lord, God, oh, my Savior. He's talking to us, and we always want to put that on the world, that God is talking to the world. No, He's talking to us. How could He talk to the world when the world got a deaf ear and a blind eye right now? He's talking to the light of the world and saying, if y'all just seek my face, if y'all just humble yourself and turn from the evil ways, because we even have evil ways, then will I heal your land. And people not understanding that. They always think, God talking to the sinners, God doing this. No, He's talking to the ones that already heard His voice.
Yes.
The ones that's still doing evil, the ones that's still being jealous. They think jealousy is not evil. It is. They think envy is not evil. It is. That's bad fruit of the Spirit when you're jealous of one another. You envy of one another.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, she just got her. She just,
my
God. She got her new CD out. Oh, my God. She's doing another play. Oh, she can't do better than me. Oh, you know, that's among the brothers and the sisters, and it's so sad for us not to come and lift one another up. You know, praise Him, sister. I'm so glad God is still using you. Keep on.
Amen.
What can I do to help you? You know,
we don't do that. No, we don't. And that's why, you know, I like the scripture, Psalms 91, chapter verse 1. It says, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress.
But
God, in Him will I trust.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, because, I feel like I try to pray like all the time, like throughout the whole day. Just I be in a moment, I say, oh, God, please forgive me. I just start praying about something. And I'm always seeking God for knowledge, because, in order for us to make it into the kingdom of heaven, we have to humble ourselves like a child. And you know how hard that is to do? That's so hard to do. With all the knowledge that we know, we still don't know nothing. And because God gives us bit by bit, and no matter how many times you read a scripture or a chapter, it's always something that you didn't see the last time you read it that it stand out to you, and you will say, wow, God. Oh, my God. You know, guess who just walked in? Mr. Faith to Faith himself. Well, all right then, Mr. Faith to Faith himself. How you doing today?
Well, tell him I said he got 10 minutes to give us some power words.
Come on, Mr. Powerful Word, Mr. Face to Face.
I ain't got nothing powerful but to God be the glory. And I'm just so humbled and everything to have Miss Erlina Guilford Weaver on the line.
Amen.
How are you doing there, Miss
Praise
Weaver?
God. Oh, pretty good, pretty good. We were just feasting, like Lady Love said, we just feasting on the Word of God, and we just hanging out with Jesus today.
Amen.
Hanging out, no matter what we're going through, what's going on out in the world, we hanging out with Jesus, because if
hanging
we hang out
with
Him, we'll have enough strength to pray for those next door, across the street,
Amen.
Around the world.
Yes.
So hanging out with Jesus.
Amen.
Let your light shine for God, because like I said, you know, a lot of people, their light is flickering. They're flickering because they're lukewarm. They either hot or they cold. You know, but you can't.
Yeah.
You gotta be.
Yeah.
You gotta be hot for Jesus. Listen, we got to be radical for God in this thing.
Because
we cannot allow the enemy to have an inch. Even though sometimes the enemy get to us, and we, you know, but then we get back like, oh shoot, wait a minute, what the heck is going on here? You know, we have to apologize to people. We have to tell people, like, whether our flesh, you know, our flesh is fighting with us every day,
daily. That's right.
It's fighting against, you know, what's that scripture say? Our flesh is fighting against peace and
principalities.
Our flesh is doing that. You know, our flesh is trying to tell us because we're in this world,
yes,
only
we
have to be of this world. Our flesh is trying to make us. We don't. We do not have to be in this world because we're here. Doesn't mean we have to live like that.
That's
what I'm going to say right now. Me personally, I'm not straddling the fence. I'm going on
with
Jesus. I don't want my work. You know how that would be like. You go stand in front of God, and then everything that we have done is in vain.
I don't want nothing that we're doing. Girl. I would hate to have it because I was sitting, you know what, it's so something that's confirmation because I was just talking about that. I said, God, I don't want, none of this work I do is for myself because if it was, I would have been sold everything.
Okay.
I would have jumped to the first door that came to me and wanted to buy one of the scripts, one of the stories.
Right.
But I said, God, I'll give all this up. If it's not about you, if it ain't concerning you, I'll give it all up because I do not want to stand before you and you say, get away from me, worker of iniquity, because we do all of this in vain. And we sit up there and people out there are doing a lot of things in vain.
Yes,
and they don't understand.
Yes,
they think they're doing it for Christ and they're not. It is so sad. You know, that's why we got to continue. And like you said, praying. You got to pray. Because
every
day when we wake up, the enemy is trying to.
Lurking.
If the enemy already got you, he ain't fighting you. Because he already got
you.
The one that he can't, he don't have. He fights you every day. So you got to get up. You've got to pray. You've got to pray to ask God. Because I'm telling you, if I don't pray and somebody knock on my door and say the wrong thing, my flesh is going to react before my spirit.
So
you've got to pray. And y'all pray for my daughter, her show. She was doing her first, she would be doing her first live taping of her talk show. This Saturday we go down, and I'm an executive producer over her show as well. So we go filming this Saturday for her first talk show. Got people coming from Atlanta, all over, and stuff for the talk show. So it's Speak Out Loud Production, SOL, Cast Versus Production. So hopefully we'll have your team on the TV show because that's
the
production.
Work on that.
You know, it's manager versus the artist.
That's
the production of the Lord, you know. I know there's listeners out there that's watch Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, and all that. So,
of course.
Okay. Well, now they better tune in because we're about to do a soap opera. We're going to have, I wrote the whole story for it. So we'll be casting August the 29th for that. April 29th.
Amen.
And we're going to have our own Christian inspirational soap opera.
Come on now.
Well,
so I'm excited about that.
I want to be one of them people.
Yes, definitely. Girl, well, you know what? We're going to need Sister Yvonne because, you know, we need that oil. We're going to need. So I am so excited about that. I'm telling you, God let me write that within a week. And I'm telling you, I wrote six already. And I am so excited.
Okay, so and if somebody wants to find out how they can come and audition or do what they need to do, how can they get that information?
Okay, what they can do, they can go on our email or our website, like I said, 2realforyou.org. That's a 2REAL, a number 4, a letter U, and .org. Or they can email me at blesshands, that's BLESSHANDS, blesshands, the number 4 and the letter U at gmail.com. We will be casting April 29th. in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be casting in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you send your resume, you send your headshot, and you can't make it to the resume, to the audition, I would definitely do an audition over the phone. You send me a little tape of you, and we'll go from there.
Amen. That's a blessing. Amen.
And that will be a permanent thing because you will be, I'm telling you, just like Young the Restless and Bowling the Beautiful, General Hospital, all of that, we're going to have our own soap opera. And it will be of God, of day-to-day real living life.
Yes. Hallelujah. Next thing you know, you're going to have a gospel reality show. All right,
there you
now.
There you go.
Yes,
I thank God. There you go. It's time to turn this situation around. God said, how y'all not using what I have given you? You're not
using what
I'm giving you, but you're sitting up biting your tongue. Oh, they got so much junk on TV.
Exactly.
Then change the television.
Right. Thank
you know,
right.
He gave
thank
us
you.
The gift and the talents to do that.
Yes, amen.
You know, so. Hey, don't complain.
I'm
Get off your butt and do something.
Amen.
I'm glad you said
well,
that.
We are definitely,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
We are at war.
Yes.
And our weapons are not carnal.
Amen.
Okay?
That's right.
We got, like you said, we got the talent. We got the ingenuity. We got the technology to get in there and get it done. Just like they do it, we can do it too.
Amen.
Okay?
We can do it too. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. So true.
Well,
I truly enjoy feasting on the table today, hanging out with the Lord.
Amen.
I love that because,
Hallelujah.
You know, it puts so much joy, Bill, in your soul. Your mind gets in the right frame when you're hanging out with the Lord first. You know, think these things of the kingdom of God first, and all other things were added. And if all minds just come together and start thinking and praising God first, they will see some change.
Amen.
That's what I want to tell people. You know, because people feel hanging out with God is boring. I'd rather be bored than to be excited. I'd rather be bored because if you just come and taste and see, that's all you got to do. Come and see for yourself how God will bring that joy back in your life. He will put a praise upon your lips. He will put a dance under your feet, and He will put fire in your soul as you continue hanging out with Him.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you because we got like a few little bitty seconds here.
30 seconds.
We want to thank you for joining in today.
Thank
we
you.
Want to thank our
You're
special
welcome.
Guest, Evangelist Earlene the Gifford Weaver. We're going to have her back. We're going to talk more. So, hey, if you tuned in, you have tuned in to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself. Get in contact with us, Faith, the number 2, Faith, Gospel Hour at yahoo.com. And we want to thank you. God bless you. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And that's a wrap.
Now, you know you was on the news, right?
Wasn't I looking crazy?
Yes, you was looking crazy. Right there, I'm sitting in the front yard. Praying with the guy and the girl sitting there praying with them with your robe on, looking like Angel Mama.
That's okay. I was praying, though.
Was praying, though. They
I
got you praying.
Praying.
And I was like, look at this. Outside.
Because but then I wouldn't have had that opportunity. I didn't even know the little people were there. I was just praying with them because they needed prayer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That the little girl, that was the daughter. But I'm just saying, like you saw the dude that was there, and then it was a girl and me.
Right.
But it was another guy, too, but I guess he didn't want to hear the praying part. Because at first he was hearing, then he walked away. But then that girl was the dude that got killed, daughter.
Mm.
Yeah, true. It's crazy because I was trying to reach out to the guy to see if we can get a television show on his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But since Niecy is the executive, we can get an episode going. The Faith-to-Faith Gospel Hour. See how do you see how God works things out? We ain't got to pay that dude nothing, right?
Right.
I didn't even know she was on. I didn't invite her on.
She was on because she was calling me, telling me that you was doing something, but the dog was barking.
Right. I cannot believe these dogs is barking. But what it was is all these people that was outside, and you know, and then dogs coming in the yard. And I said, can you just tell the people about yourself, what you're doing with this, why I'm going to fix the situation? I put Beauty in the cage. Normally, I put her in a cage, but I didn't have to. Their mother came to the house, and I was like, I'm in the middle of doing a show. But she's one of, I said, I'm in the middle of doing a show. I can't talk right now. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll stop over later. And I mean, I don't want to be rude, but you caught me in the middle of doing a show.
Right.
I'm like, what's live now? I said, yeah, I'm doing a show. I had to cover up the microphone while the music. I don't know how come I can't get this music to play because I've listened to it back. Like, we can hear the music, but they can't hear it.
Oh, why not?
I'm trying to see what that is. Like, why is it not?
Button you didn't push?
No, you have to download a song. Because this is not really made for music. It's really made for talking. But you have to upload a... I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. I don't know why this is not... doing. Why this is... I can't stand it like that. What? It may play to me.
Yes, it's good.
What about this? We probably won't be doing a show until I need to figure out how to download a song for the show to come on. That's doing. I think it's that. That's what that's doing. Stupid guy.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I'm saying? You don't hear my song, you know what I'm saying? I don't hear it again. No.
So we can do something like that.
The Lord is my shepherd.
So you can
I shall not want. He makes me
to
lie down in green pastures.
I
got
to figure out
how
to
do
it. So if I just have to just come on and just start talking, that's what I'm going to
my
do.
Soul. Yeah. He leadeth me in the path
of to
righteousness
that
for his
part
name's
part
sake.
Part
yea,
part
though
part.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me.
No, you have to. Let me go pee.
Don't
let me. Yeah. And then the girl, his wife, they took her to the hospital. She in critical condition. I'm just like, wow. So it's just something else. And so we would have to go there to do a taping of the show so it could air. And North Carolina. We didn't even film our like we did a talk show, like an hour show, which we need to do. We need to do a show. I'm telling you, I was trying to reach out to that guy to see how we can get our thing on television. And then
I'm waiting to get into the office. I don't want to have no camera right here showing the liberal.
No, we don't have to go there to the studio.
No, we don't have to. What studio are you talking about?
I'm talking about a television show.
I'm talking about a television show. You think I came to hear you, girl? I said I'm waiting until we get into our office to do the show. No, I'm not driving to no North Carolina no every week to do no show.
No, we wouldn't do that. We would tape like several episodes of different shows. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to get this fixed. Cause I don't know. This just popped up like this one day. What? I'm talking about the sad. This sad thing supposed to be down here. How do you get this back over here? Thank you. No, I got it back. I had to put it on the bottom. It said on the side. I don't want that on the side. Let me call her. I said, thank you for coming. Because I didn't know that she was going to be on it. She just came on. I was like, wow, thank you. Dude, ain't nobody thinking about you. Hello.
Hello, my name is Joe, and I'm.
Yeah, I don't know what you got to say.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming on today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to be hanging out and just talking until we...
Yeah,
I don't know how to get that music part right. I'm like, everything else, like, you can hear really good, but it's the music part that I can't.
Download it once you download it. Once you download it, upload it, and it should be on your...
Where it say download audio.
Download audio, and after that, it should be inside there. You already downloaded it in your studio.
I got it. I'll be playing it like from my laptop, but I probably have to like down. I have to figure out a way to download it into
this. You have to just go on your laptop and go to the studio. You go to the studio.
Let me pull that up.
Go to the Blog Talk Radio.